This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Adrienne Hill. The U.S. Department of Education has a new boss, albeit a temporary one. With the new year, John King became acting secretary after the departure of Arne Duncan. King is a former education commissioner of New York State and more recently Duncan's number two. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott looks at what King might be able to accomplish in his short time in the role.
At a press conference announcing his appointment, John King credited teachers with getting him through a rocky childhood in Brooklyn.
New York City public school teachers are the reason that I am alive. They are the reason that I became a teacher. They are the reason I'm standing here today. Those teachers created amazing educational experiences.
But King alienated many teachers during his tenure as education commissioner in New York State. He was one of the first to implement the controversial Common Core standards while also expanding charter schools and holding teachers accountable for student test scores. Michael Petrilli with the Fordham Institute says King's main task now will be implementing the Every Student Succeeds Act Congress just passed, which limits the secretary's authority on issues like school and teacher accountability.
What we'll be watching to see is whether John King tries to push up against some of those limitations that Congress set.
King could push for more change at the college level, like better transparency and graduation rates. Not that he has much time, with just over a year before a new administration takes over. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.